Community, campus, this is Tax FM.
Good afternoon, Prof. Coupe. Welcome to Tax FM. We're super excited to have you on our show or on our channel. And we just want to ask you a few questions about, you know, the back to school project as well as in general. And the first one being, how does the university plan to continue the transformation policies that they have already put in place?
Yeah, so good afternoon to all of your listeners and good afternoon to Tax staff. Very glad to be here. This year, we want to increase the pace of our transformation, both in terms of diversifying the student base. We are now 66% black,
wow.
Also over 60% black in resis, around 60% postgrad. So now we also focus on the academic staff, because they were not as, we haven't transformed as fast as we've transformed in relation to students, for example. So diversity is the name of the game. So we value diversity, we will diversify, but we also want the university to be inclusive. Everybody to feel they own the university, they are part of the university, and also they live together and decide things together.
So I think it's pretty clear from the mass meeting that was held that there's a big focus on, you know, what is the university doing for students. Do you think enough is being done? And if not, what more needs to be done? And what more needs to be done, first of all, from like an administrative point of view and then from a student themselves to almost help themselves in a way?
Okay, I think obviously we need to do more in relation to the financing students, because finances will continue to be a bit of a barrier to access. So what's going to happen is that the administration, as I speak right now, is looking at all of those funds allocated to assist students who are in the missing middle or who for some reason or another cannot pay, and help them to pay and then to register. So the registration period will be extended until about sometime next week, because we need to do this quickly so people don't lose out on lectures. Then second, I think we're going to, especially me as Vice Chancellor, I'm going to be leading a lot of fundraising drives to generate money from the private sector and others to support students who are academically able but not for some reason or other able to pay for themselves or fall outside the NEFSA's 350,000 limit. On that one, we want to partner with the students, and it was suggested in the memorandum that came from the mass meeting that we do fun walks, fairs, and general fundraising together as the UP community. Why this is important is that people who support UP students want to know that management is also working together with the students, and that it is the students that are actually going to benefit. I think this can be done, and we'll roll out a campaign which is not just for this year, which is a multi-year campaign which we want to sustain and make sure it's sustainable.
Do you think drives like this are a good start?
Absolutely. This is that is why when I read about it somewhere, they have to do a lot of things. People hadn't directly told me about this. But when I read about it, I told my office, create space, I want to donate. I was going to find out where. At Wits, I usually donated any clothing from my own personal wardrobe. We tend to have too many things we don't use.
Yeah.
Give them up, you have too much. And support fellow human beings. So I was still going to find out where. Then I saw this is the thing. So you will see there I brought in quite a bag full of clothes and also bought some tin stuff and others. But I want us to do much more than this. It's also to see whether, and I'm going to lead in this, is make sure that I make some regular contribution to a fund for students, which can go into fees, the hunger, food project, food sustainability and food security for students.
This is amazing to hear. And Prof, I mean, we know that UP at large has so many societies and a lot of, you know, student organizations. I think it's one of the, you know, in South Africa, one of the best universities in terms of the diversity of student bodies that we have. How do you plan on using these student bodies for the benefit of, you know, the daily average student at UP?
So I think what was suggested from the memorandum from the mass meeting is a campaign called At Access for All. I think the campaign for Access for All can become the unifying campaign where student societies, staff members, academic and professional and support staff, the management itself, make sure that to each according to what they can contribute, we all contribute. Then what is contributed is to each according to their need.
One last one, I think, a couple more, but more light-hearted stuff. We are from Tux FM, and I know we're big on music and just all that type of stuff. So we want to invoke a bit of nostalgia in you. If you remember from your student days, what was kind of the big jam? What was in? What were you listening to in those times? You are a professor,
maybe
so
a pro
yeah,
then,
like, maybe you could recommend some good stuff for the listeners now.
No, well, I think rap music and hip hop were coming into being.
Okay.
Reggae music was big in the 80s when I was a student. Bob Marley and the Wailers was stuff you did, and some guys actually were Rastafarians. I was not one of them. I enjoyed the music for its social and political content, but also for just fun.
That's great.
Well, I did like some rock music as well.
Some
girls, the ones we wanted as students, like country music because of its romantic tones, what I'm saying?
Okay. And the last question for today. This one is a bit of, I don't say a trick question, but have you ever listened to Tux FM, or do you listen to Tux FM?
Yes, I have listened to Tux FM. Because partly when I was at the other place where I came from, I was chairman of the station, and Tux FM has won many awards, as you well know. And so I wanted also to say to the guys, that is the standard that you do, because Tux FM, I think, is one of the largest, if not the largest, as a university-based student-run radio station.
Thank you so much, Prof Kupe. We're so inspired, and hopefully we can continue to work hard with you and with the rest of any, like, faculties and, organizations on campus to carry on doing such great things like this and just expand and grow.
Absolutely.
And help as many people as we can. Thank you so much for being here with us, and hopefully we didn't take up too much of your time.
No, not really, and I think together for each other is something that we should adopt as a Tux slogan. Because only communities who are there for each other can become strong communities and succeed in what we do. It shouldn't be that students are prevented from focusing on their studies, growing up to be contributing members of society, to be rounded citizens, for want of things other members of the community can give.
That's what it is. That's Max and Kopano. And I think the lesson of the day is together for each other. Here with Prof Kupe at Menlyn Park.
My community, my Tux FM.